Coach, it wasn't that a great effort. Your first half, you guys were all over, swarming defense, stepping in the lanes, getting some good shots here. And then the second half, Cimarron just kind of had their way, and it especially showed boxing out for rebounds.
You know, we showed up the first half. We were ready to play. We got the shots we wanted. We were just doing all the little things right. We were playing great defense, coverage, all that kind of stuff. And then the second half, they made a couple of easy baskets right to start the half, and we just lost some of our confidence, and we just couldn't get things rolling.
Could you sense the tide twisting there in that first couple minutes of the second half when they went on that 8-0 run?
Yeah, we did, and the girls just couldn't get over that hump, and, mm-hmm. and you know, they tried and they tried and they kept battling. We just weren't getting the coverages. We were scrambling too much on defense. You know, just the little things we just didn't get done tonight, you know, but they know they can do it.
You knew coming in it was going to be kind of shutting down Michaela Miller and trying to make maybe some of the others beat you guys, and I think you'd probably take your chances on that pretty much the whole night there, but it was a lot of the other support group that really carried the load tonight, even though Michaela ended up with a double-double.
You know, she's a great player, so you always have to be keyed on her so she doesn't get the easy baskets, and then just trying to cover on her. We left a couple of girls open, and, you know, they were ready to shoot, and they knocked the ball down. And a couple of those younger girls, you know, mm-hmm. they just knocked those trays down, and it just hurt.
Yeah. You know, you had a big first half from Brooke Strine. She had 11 points there, and she was crashing the boards hard, hitting those. She had a three-point play in there, and, you know, she had three free throws in that second half. But, you know, that was big to her to get starting. And kind of that was what kept you guys really going in that first half.
She did. She knew what her job was, and we were going to attack the post that Michaela Miller wasn't guarding to get it open in the inside. And she was doing a great job of getting the job done. And having confidence in her shot. Second half, she missed a couple, and she just wasn't as strong and as confident as she was the first half. But she'll bounce back.
Well, I think this is one of those games you can build upon here, even though it was a loss there. And I know you go scoreless for that long stretch in the second half, but it wasn't with a lack of good shots there, because you guys did have some good looks.
You know, we did get some good shots, and we got some shots close to the basket, ready for those post moves. We got some outside shots. So they're there. We just got to have the confidence in the heat of the situation when we're down to have confidence that they're going in. And we just got to believe more in ourselves and in our teammates.
Is it nice to have a quick turnaround here in less than 24 hours to get ready for tomorrow with another very good Goodland team coming to town?
We're gonna have to bounce back. You know, yeah. The girls are gonna get together in the morning and talk about Goodland and get some shots in and try to gain some confidence. And you know, they will be ready to play tomorrow because that's the type of girls they are. And we're just gonna work hard and battle. And it's nice that it's gonna be at home. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get some crowd support.
Absolutely. It's been kind of nice. We had probably a pretty good crowd here tonight.
I know. You know, it's great to start to get some fans in the stands, and it just makes the girls feel so much more supported and that kind of stuff.
And they were loud tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Coach, for the time here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.